Welcome back to the EcoFlow podcast. This is Gene, and today I'm going to introduce you to metta meditation, something that I've been practicing for the past decade. So recently I'm inspired to record this episode after giving the guided metta meditation to participants of a yoga festival that I've just finished organizing. Another reason to share this practice is because it has helped me to maintain my mental well-being, and I hope that this practice will bring the same benefits to more people. Metta meditation is the practice of cultivating loving kindness or universal friendliness towards both ourselves and towards all sentient beings without any discrimination. The characteristics of love, kindness, and compassion are often celebrated as virtuous qualities across all human cultures and religions. However, we're not usually taught the means to cultivate these qualities in our life. How can one develop feelings of loving kindness towards other people? Well, the ancient yogic practice of metta meditation is one possible answer. The word metta comes from the Indo-Aryan language of Pali, meaning loving kindness. And the equivalent of metta in Sanskrit is Maitri. Maitri, for example, is mentioned in Article 33 of the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. Quote, "Loving kindness and friendliness towards the happy, compassion for the sorrowful, joy for others, and equanimity, or being undisturbed by events and not being drawn into judgment or contempt. These are the four attitudes that will bring peace of mind." In his commentary on Patanjali's ancient yogic scriptures, Swami Sachidananda says, "Remember, our goal is to keep the serenity of our minds." End quote. By keeping a heart of loving kindness without hatred and ill will, we can have a peace of mind. Even though metta or maitri has its roots in Buddhism and other Indian traditions, loving kindness is a secular and universal quality that transcends religion and culture. According to the findings of many scientists and researchers, including Dr. Christian Neff, a pioneer of measuring and research on self-compassion, loving kindness meditation can make people less critical of themselves, reduce anxiety and depressive symptoms, increases positive emotions, life satisfactions, and activates healing. So here I invite you to explore this practice with an open mind. Everyone is capable of harboring loving kindness. It is not an alien quality because we've all received loving kindness in our lives and perhaps express it towards other people through our emotions, thoughts, words, and actions. However, we tend to show our love only towards those who are connected to us or close to us. We often fail in doing two other things. One is that we fail to love ourselves, and two is that we fail to exhibit loving kindness towards strangers and those indifferent to us, what more to those we dislike. In metta meditation, we try to develop this universal friendliness quality to all sentient beings without discrimination, regardless of who they are, where they're at, and there's no need for a reason. The cultivation of metta is analogous to starting a fire. You can't start a fire by lighting up a huge log. Rather, you need kindling, meaning easily combustible materials for starting a fire, such as papers or small little twigs. And after starting a small fire, we can then add on larger twigs before moving on to more solid pieces of wood. Soon the fire will be so intense that it can potentially consume anything. The passion of kindness grows bigger and bigger until you can embrace the whole universe and even your worst enemies. In traditional metta meditation, this kindling starts with sending loving kindness to ourselves, because it's not possible to fully love others without first loving ourselves. However, I agree with the words of my teacher, Ajahn Brahm, that sometimes the biggest sappy log that is most difficult to burn is none other than ourselves. We find it easy to treat our best friends with love and forgiveness, yet we find it difficult to be gentle, soft, and kind to ourselves. Therefore, the first kindling to starting the fire of metta may in fact differ for each individual. If you can easily cultivate thoughts of loving kindness towards yourself wonderful. If not, with the power of visualization and imagination, you can also choose an object that you can easily feel a sense of love and kindness towards. For some people, it could be a puppy, a baby, or as my teacher prefers, a kitten that is sick, abandoned, and afraid. Imagine yourself coming upon this little being, embracing it, and giving it your warmth and love. We can say words such as, "May you not be afraid. May you be at peace. May you be happy. Whatever you do, wherever you go, my heart will always welcome you. I'll care and look after you, my friend. I give you my unconditional love." For me personally, I sometimes imagine my late grandmother, who took care of me when I was young and has given me unconditional love. If the object of your meditation is someone whom you genuinely love, you can say those words with real meaning, and soon you'll start to sense the feeling of loving kindness sprouting and glowing from within your heart. When the fire of loving kindness is strong and stable, we can start to send thoughts of loving kindness either to ourselves or to our closest people in life. Our parents, siblings, relatives, friends, colleagues, acquaintances, and then move on to other people, animals, and even plants. Finally, we send loving kindness to Mother Earth and all sentient beings in this universe, as well as to those we feel a sense of aversion towards. In the next episode, I'll be releasing a full guided meditation that utilizes four simple wishes that are slightly modified from the format of metta meditation taught by another teacher of mine, Dr. Victor Wee. We'll be putting our awareness around four different regions. First, the heart region, and we say, "May my heart be peaceful and free." We let the words settle and see it manifest into sensations of peace. Then we move on to the crown of the head. "May my mind be calm and joyful." Think of the mind being joyful, free from anger, jealousy, and worries. Just a sense of bliss and calmness. Next, becoming aware of the entire body, you say, "May my body be strong and healthy." When you say this wish, just think of the body in good health, strong yet relaxed. You feel your body rejuvenating and recovering from whatever injuries or illnesses you might have or had in the past. Feel every organ, tissue, and cell revitalize. And finally, we bring our mind to the solar plexus. Feeling a sense of grounding, we say the phrase, "May I be well and happy." This wish finalizes and captures our wish to be healthy physically, energetically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. The act of moving your mind from the heart to the crown of your head, to your full body, and finally to the solar plexus keeps your mind active by focusing on your wishes and different energy centers. And we can repeat the four wishes in a circuit. At any time, if your mind drifts or wanders away, don't worry. Gently draw your attention back to the four wishes and congratulate yourself for becoming aware of the distraction. Have patience with yourself. We're slowly building up the mental muscles of mindfulness. After sending the four wishes to yourself, we extend the four wishes to other people, starting from those closest to us, and we repeat the same four mantras. "May your heart be peaceful and free. May your mind be calm and joyful. May your body be strong and healthy. May you be well and happy." At the tail end of a metta meditation, ideally our mind becomes very subtle and refined, and it now becomes conducive for going into a short quiet meditation or breath meditation. You can let go of metta as an object of meditation and just sit peacefully in calmness and stillness. After some time, I will sound the bell to end the meditation and proceed with the sharing of merits or positive energy to all beings. According to the suttas, there are many benefits of practicing metta meditation, which includes sleeping and waking up easily in comfort and free from nightmares, becoming dear to other humans and non-human beings. One is protected. One's mind can concentrate easily and his or her countenance becomes serene. When the time comes, one can leave this world peacefully without confusion. Now that you understood the general philosophy and structure behind loving kindness meditation, I invite you to try out this practice in the guided metta meditation released in the following episode. Take your time to cultivate this practice, enjoy, and let me know how you feel.